Pakistani officials say the death toll from devastating floods in the country's northwest may have reached 1,500, and more than 3 million people have been affected. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Pakistan's worst floods in at least 80 years has affected more than 3 million people so far, with 1.3 million people severely affected. The Pakistani government has faced heavy criticism over its response, though Islamabad has ordered 30,000 troops deployed, along with dozens of helicopters and boats, to join the rescue and relief efforts. Marvin Parvez is a regional coordinator for the Church World Service, who has just returned to Islamabad from the flooded northwest. He says the area has been paralyzed.
It's quite devastating effect. This has been the worst flooding in the last 80 years. And most of these areas were already devastated because of the war on terror and the fighting between the Pakistan military and the Taliban forces, like areas such as Sawat. So these people have lost almost everything in that fight between the Pakistan army. And on top of that, they were now affected by this flooding.
Rescue workers are struggling to reach 27,000 survivors still cut off by the floods, as fears mount about waterborne diseases like cholera. International governments and organizations are also offering help, with the UK, US and UN each having authorized a preliminary $10 million in emergency aid. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.